Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything is going well. First of all, may Hashem send a refuah shleima to all those who have corona. May Hashem bless us, give us a bracha that we should bless us with the vaccination and the cure for corona, all that's become of. If you can please daven, I'm going to lift the people who are first, who are very sick. Nachman Yitzchak Chaim Ben Rosa. Nachman Yitzchak Chaim Ben Rosa. Nachman Yitzchak Chaim Ben Rosa. Rabbi Norman Lamb, if you can please down for those who have corona. Rabbi Norman Lamb and Rechaim Dov Keller. And Rechaim Dov Keller and Rabbi Norman Lamb. They all have corona. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feger. It doesn't have corona, but he's very sick. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feger. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feger. Goes down for him. And down for Ava Meir Ben Bela Feger. Ava Meir Ben Bela Feger. Also sick, but not very sick, but sick. Goes down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Rochabas Ilana, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feger, Rochabas Ilana, Carmen ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Baruch ben Do Abenet ben Cyril, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit bat Wina, Wina, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora. I told you he was an Israeli soldier attacked by terrorists. He's he is conscious, but I don't know the whole situation, but I heard not good. Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora. Yekutiel Zalman ben Sarah, Leia Pesha bas Dina, Brina Brocha bas Rina, Daphna Brocha Zahava bas Fegaleia, Daphna Brocha Zahava bas Fegaleia. Could please down for all of them. They are all, you know, so obviously the more serious ones I named first, but they're all sick. And the following Divrei Torah should be Zechus and Neshama, the holy Yidden, who passed away due to Corona, and Mordechai Marcus Zatzal. Mordechai Marcus Zatzal was a big Rav in Flatbush, who was Nifta this past week from, unfortunately, Corona. Okay, so this week's part is Achimos Kedoshim. So it says, Bezos Yavo Awan. Awan should go with this into the Kaddish Kedoshim. So Rav Eliezer Ginsburg, in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn, said a beautiful word. He says, Zos also can represent Zos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe of Nei B'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael. So this is being deduced from Eliezer Ginsburg. Ginsburg didn't say this pshat, but this could be deduced. We know there were Kohanim Gedolim that went into Kodesh Kedoshim once a year on Yom Kippur, and they passed away. So that's where Aaron took the Torah and mitzvahs with him when he went to Kodesh Kedoshim. He worked himself through the Torah that they got from Moshe Rabbeinu. He worked himself through the Torah and mitzvahs to be zochet to go to Kodesh Kedoshim and live every year, obviously. Well, Moshe Shore from Lakewood said a different shot. Zos, the numeric value of Zos is 408. That's the same, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'd say, Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, Mavinos Roi Gezeirah. And what's on top of Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah? Psalm, Kol, and Mammon. And each of those equal 136. So he said, if you add up 136 times 3, that's 408. That's what Aaron took with him to go to Kodesh Kedoshim. Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. He did all that constantly to be Zochet to go to Kodesh Kedoshim. And when Moshe Shore from Lakewood said, we can do that also. By us working ourselves on Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah on a regular basis, we can go into Kaddish Kedoshim with Hashem at any time. We know we can reach incredible high levels of Kedusha. Then it says, we know that the Tzedukim used to light the fire of the incense of the Ketores outside of Kaddish Kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol lit it inside. So what pshat? Zakwa Moshe Shor, he said, beautiful word. He said, you know, you can't give Musa to other people if you don't first work on yourself. You first have to work on yourself before you can start giving Musa or constructive criticism to other Yidden, to other fellow Jews. That's why the fire was lit inside the Kaddish Kedoshim. Do it privately. Work on yourself first before you start giving Musa to other people. You have to work on yourself first. Then Then the Moshe Shua said a different shot. You know, the Kodesh Kedoshim was just, it was a room by itself. What does that represent? The fire represents Torah. The only item that will give you Kodesh Kedoshim, the only item that really give you holiness is the Torah Kedoshim. And outside sources will not get you to climb up that ladder of Torah Mitzvahs. The outside ladder will not help you climb up the ladder of Kedusha. Only the Torah will. And we know the fire represents Torah. That will get you in Kodesh Kedoshim. That will get you into the holiness, get you close to Hashem by doing Torah, not any other items. Then it says, you know, Achrimos and Kedoshim come usually together. So why? What's Pshat? So the Walag said Pshat is Achrimos. After you killed yourself, I mean, after you're so depressed, you might get depressed. You're like in the dumps, like they say in America. You might be in the dumps. So Hashem said, Kedoshim to you. Remember, you're holy. You're a holy Jew. You're a holy Yid. Pick yourself up. You have Kedusha in yourself. Don't get depressed. Don't get down. Pick yourself up. And one of the ways of picking yourself up is by going the extra mile in Torah and Mitzvahs. You take Achrimos, that starts with an Aleph, and Kedoshim starts with a Kuf. That's 101. As we know in the Gemara, it says learning, reviewing a Gemara 101 times is on a totally different level than doing it 100 times. That's what Hashem's saying, you're holy. You can push yourself that extra mile. You can learn the Gemara 101 times. Then it says in Achrimos Kedoshim, it says the Kohen does Chibe Bhado Ubead Beito Ubekahal Yisrael. So the Kohen Gadol, you know, is true for himself, for his house, and then for Klai, so for the Jewish people as a whole. So a Sternbach Shlita from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh had a beautiful vort. He said, before you can start even giving like kapoor to other people, before you can even start giving constructive criticism to fellow Jews, to fellow Yidden, you first have to work on yourself. Ki per ba'ado, you first have to work on yourself before you start working on other people. You have to fix your own neshama, your own soul, your own Torah and mitzvahs before you give it to other people. Then what David Feinstein Shlita, you know, from Lori Simon Hannon said another beautiful word. He said, Ki b'yom hazeh l'chapeh etchem, l'tarethchem, mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. Yom Kippur is a day that will give us atonement and purification. But then why then the process of lifnei Hashem titaru, before Hashem you purify yourself? Zakwa David Feinstein Shlita, beautiful word. He said the pshat is, yes, Yom Kippur will give you a type of kapar, a type of tar, will give you a type of atonement and a type of purification. But you want the ultimate purification, you want to become the ultimate on a high level of purity, of tahara, that's just between you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's not lifnei Hashem titaru. Hashem's the only one who's going to know if you really have true regret, if you have true chavata that you did the aveiras. That's what lifnei Hashem titaru. Only, it's only between you and Hashem that you get that, like that incredible level of tahara. Now we'll go on to Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Kedoshim to you, ani Hashem lokechem. Free your parents and keep and don't bechal Shabbos, ani Hashem lokechem. Don't do avodah zarah, ani Hashem lokechem. So Rav Avram Lefkowitz, he has a kolel in Lakewood, New Jersey. He said, why does Kansi have to repeat ani Hashem lokechem? I'm Hashem, you Almighty. Because Zak Rav Lefkowitz, what Hashem is telling you, if you're a kaddish, you're a tzaddik, Hashem saying, I'm with you. Even if you don't keep all the mitzvahs, but you do some of them, you respect your parents, you keep Shabbos, Hashem saying, I'm with you. Even if you do tremendous amount of veivos, tremendous sinning, but you don't do avodah zarah, Hashem is saying, I am with you. Ani Hashem lokechem. He's trying to tell you by every part, Hashem is with every Jew. Hashem is with every Yid, no matter what level they are in Torah mitzvah, no matter what level of ruchnis or spirituality they are. The base Avraham, that's one of the Slonim Rebbe's, I mean, many years ago, it says, Kedoshim to you in the beginning of the Pasuk, in the beginning of the Parsha. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, Heyisem Kedoshim. So what's going on? So Parsha's Kedoshim, we know, contains a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of aveiros about avayas, about immoral relations. So Hashem says, it's telling every Jew, you can become holy, you can become Kadosh. That's why it starts Kedoshim to you. You can do it. You can keep the mitzvahs in this aveiros and run away from the aveiros, the sinning. But then at the end of the Parsha, it says, V'hisim Kedoshim. Why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is telling that Jew who failed in it. He had hatred against a fellow Jew. He didn't respect his parents. He mechalas Shabbos. He had immoral relations. Hayisim Kedoshim. Hashem saying, but you can still become Kaddish. You can still fix your neshama, fix your soul. You can still do tshuva. Yisim Kedoshim. You can still become holy. That's why in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim to you, because you can do it, and at the end of Parshas Yisim Kedoshim, because Hashem's stressing, even if you did these aveiros and did not do these mitzvahs, Hayisim Kedoshim, you can still do them. You can still become holy. The Beis Avram said this. Then Rav David Feinstein Shlita said another beautiful word. Zechachaya Techias Amitecha. You should rebuke your fellow Jew if they do something wrong. Zakwa David Feinstein Shlita. Why is Zechachaya Techias? Why twice? Zakwa David Feinstein, because before you give rebuke, before you give constructive criticism to a fellow Jew, you have to fix yourself up. You don't want the guy saying, what are you to tell me? You did this survey, you did A, B, and C, and D. You think you're so perfect? That's why hocheach tocheach, hocheach, first you have to work on yourself. Keep working on yourself. You've got to get the higher level of Torah mitzvahs, higher level of ruchnis, of spirituality. And then when you are, tocheach samitecha, then you can give rebuke to your fellow Jew. Obviously, you don't look to give rebuke. You don't look for it. But if a situation comes up, you can give it. But you first hocheach, you first have to give rebuke to yourself, fix yourself. Then Rav David Feinstein Shlita said another beautiful word. It said, Lo tisar alav chet, right before that it said, don't hate your brother in your heart. Then it's talking about chayach techiach, give rebuke to your fellow Jew if they do an aveira. And then it said, don't bear with sin. So Zakwa David Feinstein Shlita again, he said, you know, if you hate a fellow Jew and you give him rebuke, you're going to put him down. You're not going to give him the proper rebuke. You're not giving him the proper constructive criticism. You're going to cause, you know, you're going to make the situation much worse. Because you're going to say, what are you, schmutz? You didn't do that? You know, if you hate somebody, you're not going to give him proper criticism. That's why it then says, right after that, don't bear a sin. Don't do an aveva. Because if you hate your fellow Jews, don't give rebuke, because you're not going to give it properly, and therefore you might go to sin. That's why after the rebuke, it says, don't bear an aveva. Then it says, don't bear a grudge. Don't take revenge. V'hatu'echa kamochi. You should love every Jew. So Zakwa David Feinstein Shlita said another beautiful word. I'll give you an example. Let's say I go to my next door neighbor. And my next door neighbor comes to me, and I lend him a lawnmower. I lend him two, 3 days in a row the lawnmower, and then I see he gets his back from the repair shop, and my lawnmower broke. Whatever, 2 days later, so I go to him. Can I please borrow your lawnmower? And the guy says, "No, I'm not giving it to you. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't." So the Torah says, "Don't be a grudge. Don't take revenge." But Zakwa David Feinstein, how are you supposed to do that? You know, here you lent him your lawnmower 3 days in a row, and now you ask him for one day, and he won't give it to you. Because you have to have after l'recha kamocha. Only if you love every Jew like yourself, only if you love every Yid like yourself, will you not be a grudge, not take revenge. Because if you really love every Jew, you'll say, you know what, he probably can't lend it to me because his lawnmower might be broken. Or he already promised it to somebody else already. Or he might need it very soon to do his grass. Because that's why you have to echa kamocha comes right after don't bear a grudge, don't take revenge. Because the Torah is telling you, the only way not to bear a grudge and not to take revenge against a fellow Jew, against a fellow Yid, if you love them. Because when you love them, you're going to assume that the person has good reasons not to lend me the item that I lent to him a couple days before. I believe of Aaron David Goldberg, Shlita, Moshiva tells the Cleveland, said this word, after Echa Kamocha, Ani Hashem, it says Ani Hashem. What's Pshat? Because Hashem is saying, don't bear grudge, don't take revenge, but love every Jew. Zakravah and Dovah Goldberg, that's a high madriga. You know, you can't bear grudge, can't take revenge against a person you helped 2 days ago, but you have to love him? That's Pshat Ani Hashem. Hashem is saying no. Hashem is saying, I'm the one make him not lend you the lawnmower. I'm the guy who's telling him, don't give it to you. So realize it's not from him, but it's all from Hashem. It's like we said, a Kol Bidei Shemayim. Everything's in the hands of the Eibusha. Everything in the hand of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you have to realize, that's why he said, Ani Hashem, realize it's not him not giving you the lawnmower, but it's Hashem. And if you realize that, you're not going to be a grudge, you're not going to take revenge, but you're going to love him. Then what Sternbach Shlita said, right after Avdei Chagamoch, the next passage talks about the Kolayim. You can't mix two animals together. So Vizakwa Sternbach Shlita, you don't love every Jew. And right after it talks about the Issa of Kalayim, mixing animals together. So Zakwa Moshe Sternbach Shlita from Yushalayim Ira Kodesh. So he says, on the one hand, you have to love every Jew, no matter what. Whatever the religious values are, whatever to the middle, left, right or left, doesn't make every Jew, whatever hashkafli they stand, doesn't make a difference. You have to love every Jew no matter where they are in life. But what Sternbach said, there's one Jew you don't love, and that's a Russia, an evil person, like someone who makes fun of Torah and mitzvahs. I guess it would literally stamp on the Torah if he could, or you know. He said that's why the Torah is saying, but actually don't do kalayim, don't mix animals. You cannot mix your Torah values or your loving every Jew with some yidden, unfortunately, or who are not on the proper path of serving Hashem. You know. I guess making Rishayim, like Rishayim, evil ones. Because that's what the Torah is saying, because if you're going to do that, you might fall yourself. So that's why the Torah is warning you. Don't, you know, obviously, I don't think there's such a Jew like that today anyway. No one's a Russia. So I don't think there's any Jew like that anyway. But he was saying it hypothetically, I think. Then it says, Lo Tignov, and in the service that you brought, said, don't steal. And that's talking about kidnapping. And our parsha said, Lo Tignovu, it's plural. The Zak de Vilna go, what's Pshat? So the first one is Lashon Yachid, singular, because very few people kidnap other people. That's not normal. You know, very few people kidnap. But in relation to stealing, that's a little more common. And that's why it's plural. And Yirmiya Newman from Chicago, Illinois, said, it could mean stealing doesn't mean you have to steal money. It could mean you take a coffee break at work and you weren't supposed to. It could be that you're using the phone at the company and you weren't supposed to, for personal phone calls and you weren't supposed to. It could be that the boss says you please only use 5 sheets of paper and use 20. I mean, he's giving like examples of what could be considered geneva. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to steal $50 from them or $100. There's ways of stealing, or it could be that you were told to only take a 10 minute break on the work hours and you took a 45 minute break. These are all examples of stealing. Well, Yemi Anuma said about a coffee break, but it obviously expands to others, and that's why it's pulled, because unfortunately, stealing money. Unlike kidnapping, stealing money affects a lot more Yidden. Not in the Pasha and Bokshem, most Yidden, most Jewish people do not steal. But unfortunately, I have an exception here and there. And that's why the Torah is warning you, please don't steal, because that might be more common. For example, when you take a longer coffee break, like Yirmiyahu Newman said. You know, he said you took a coffee break and you weren't supposed to. I'm just saying when you took a longer coffee break than you're supposed to. So I'm going to leave you off with two halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Let's say last night was 20th in the Omer. So if someone asks you last night what day is, and you just say 20, and you do not say today is 20, or you do not say Hayom is 20, you just say 20, I think the Mishnah Berurah writes you can still count with a bracha. But if you say today is 20, or Hayom is 20, that night you cannot count with a bracha. You just have to say it without a bracha. The next night, again, you continue on with a bracha. But that day you cannot count with the bracha. But if you just say 20, you can count with the bracha still. Then, you know, because of the coronavirus, people wear masks and gloves, you know, which obviously should be, and when you go to the outside, you shouldn't wear it. But let's say you're in a doctor's office or whatever, you're in place where you have to go use the bathroom. And you obviously don't want to take your gloves off or your mask. So what do you do? So a lot of poskim say that when you leave the bathroom, even though you can't wash your hands, you know, really, because you have gloves on it, you can still say Asher Yatzah. You can still say Asher Yatzah even so, you know, you couldn't wash your hands in the bathroom because you had gloves on. You can say Asher Yatzah right away. But when you get home, you should take your gloves off and wash your hands. Because I guess there's still some tum on it, some impurity on it. But you can say Asher Yatzah right away, because you can still say Asher Yatzah right when you leave the bathroom, even so you still had gloves on. And you couldn't wash your hands. But when you get home, you should wash your hands right away. Obviously, it's better. But do not repeat Asher Yatzah. Do not repeat Asher Yatzah. But you should wash your hands when you get home. I wish everyone the best. May everyone just have a healthy, happy week. And Mitzvah Shem Corona should go away from us. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos.